Republicans and Democrats are picking candidates for Public Utility Commissioner, setting up a race for November. Both candidates were selected at party conventions held over the weekend. SDPB's Lee Strubinger reports.
Both major political parties in South Dakota held virtual party conventions over the weekend. Each held elections to pick national committee men and committee women. Both parties also considered changes to party platforms. Candidates for Public Utility Commissioner are the highest profile pick to come out of the conventions. Republican incumbent Gary Hansen has served on the Public Utility Commission since 2002. The former mayor of Sioux Falls has served as chairman of the South Dakota Underground Pipeline Task Force, as well as on task forces on wind development and mining in the Black Hills. Hansen says it's important to have people in the position who are knowledgeable about utilities.
We rule on an average of 170 dockets a year, and some of those dockets are dozens of pages or a dozen pages, and some are thousands and thousands of pages. So about 97% of what we do is reading, and that's very technical in many respects.
Hansen's Democratic challenger is Remy Bald Eagle, the Intergovernmental Affairs Coordinator for the Cheyenne River Sioux Tribe. Bald Eagle is Minikoju Lakota and says he wants to encourage more public participation in the commission.
Everything from, you know, our utility rates in the urban areas to what's happening in regards to our agricultural industry. So I'd like to try to be a voice that represents the great diversity in this state.
Public utility commissioners are elected to six-year terms with staggered elections. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Rapid City.